Although some mushers have personal veterinarians check out their dogs before heading up the trail to Nome, most head to Wasilla, where Iditarod veterinarians check the dogs out for free. Two rookie mushers who took Iditarod up on the free vet check were Bethel's Pete Kaiser and Unalakleet's Mitty Johnson. Although the two have a 21-year age difference, their goals for their first run to Nome are the same. Here's Bethel's Pete Kaiser.
I'm not predicting any kind of where I'll place. I really have no idea where I'll place. It's all new to me, and yeah, so I just want to finish.
Mitty Johnson talks about his goals.
Well, of course, I got to get to Nome. I mean, that's always first and foremost. Then we'll just do as well as the dogs can do. It's just the dog thing, how many miles I have been to them and what they can handle.
Both 22-year-old Kaiser and the 43-year-old Johnson say they're excited to meet folks along the trail. Johnson says the Iditarod was something he just needed to do.
You have the dogs and you do other smaller races and stuff, and the Iditarod is just kind of the ultimate challenge. Now we have the Four Paws for Logan, so that's kind of neat. I always wanted my run to mean something more for somebody else, and this kind of just fell into place, so it's really neat.
The Iditarod Banquet is tonight, where Logan Erickson of Unalakleet is the guest of honor. The ITC partnered with the Erickson family to raise money to purchase a service dog for the 9-year-old boy with autism. The ceremonial start for the 2010 Iditarod is Saturday. Leaving Anchorage are 6 Western Alaskans, including veterans and Kotzebue mushers John Baker and Robert Nelson. Some fathers are sitting out to allow their young sons to race. Quinn Eaton is racing his father's team, and Akiak's Mike Williams Jr. will have a shot at the 1,000-mile trail. Iditarod 38 on KNOM is brought to you by NSCDC, TeleAlaska, and Wells Fargo Bank. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.